This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. As we continue this awesome psalm, Psalm 103, and today we arrive at verse 21. Now, I looked at verse 20 yesterday, and it said this: "Praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands." And verse 21 says this: yes. Praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will. Praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will. Say that with me. Praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will. The first word in that particular verse is the word yes. And that word yes is an affirmation of what has been previously said. So David's saying, yeah. Oh yes. Oh yes. He's not saying, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. What he's saying is this: praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. Encouraging himself almost. Praise the Lord. And he's saying, you armies of angels, you wonderful armies of angels who serve him and do his will. And I would say this, I would reiterate that by saying, yes, indeed. Praise the Lord, you army of people who listen intently and do God's will because God is instructing you what to do. And so therefore, you're in such communication with Almighty God that you're doing his will. And I believe David is saying, praise the Lord for you too. I am certainly saying praise the Lord for you who do God's will. But we come back to this same thing. But David, if I only knew God's will, I would do it. If I only knew what God wanted in my life, then I would do it. And I would say this to you, a couple of things. Firstly, you need to communicate with Almighty God. You need to get close to him. You need to have a relationship with him. You need that communication between you and Almighty God. And secondly, you need to read his word. You need to know what it says in his word. You need to know that you know that you know that what you're doing is right and what he wants you to do. And the way to do that is to make sure that communication between you and Almighty God is well and truly in place. You see, oftentimes I speak to people who I would say were nominal, but they don't think they're nominal because they go to church on Sunday. Isn't that wonderful? They go to church on Sunday, but God doesn't speak to me. Oh no, but I go to church every Sunday. I am there, but he doesn't talk to me. My next question would be, how much do you talk to him? Well, I pray the prayers at church. What's wrong with that? I join in with the prayers. I join in with the songs. What can be wrong with that? That's not a relationship with your Heavenly Father. A relationship with your Heavenly Father means you want to talk to him all the time. Whatever it is you're doing, whether you're riding your bicycle to school in the morning, whether you're driving your car to work or college in the morning. And as you are doing that, you are speaking, you are praying. A little bit earlier on, I wanted to bring you a small testimony of something that happened to me. I'd been at a Christian conference. I'd been in London to this Christian conference, and I was coming home on my motorbike. And it was such a blessed time we had, and I was just worshiping and praising God as I drove my bike home. I was excited. I was working on Christian television and working on Christian radio. I was in a good place with Almighty God, and I was saying, "Thank you, Jesus, for what you are doing in my life." And I was worshiping and praising, having a great time. And suddenly, I went shooting past the turning where I needed to turn off on the M25 to get to my house. And I realized, as I sailed past it, "What's the matter with you, David? Are you mad? You've just gone past your turning. What is wrong with you?" And I was going mad. And I said, "Lord, why did you allow that to happen? Why? Because now I've got to go 30 miles out of my way, and I just want to get back." And the still, small voice of the Lord Jesus Christ said these words to me: "If you had turned off on your correct turning, you would have been killed in a pileup." Oh boy. And I knew that was Almighty God. And I knew the Lord was blinding my eyes to that turn off, so I couldn't turn off. And so I went an extra few miles. But I was still living and breathing and doing God's will, because my Father in heaven protected me. That day he protected me, and I believe in Jesus' name that every single day he protects me, because my team pray for that. Beloved, I was having communication with Almighty God. I was talking to him all the way home that particular day. I was talking to him. I was worshiping him. I was praising him. It was almost like I was on the telephone to him. Seriously. And I'm not saying, you know what, I'm a perfect Christian and I get it all right. I get it all wrong sometimes. Oftentimes I get it wrong. But I know I'm right about this. The only way to know God's will for your life, the only way to be on that true pathway, that path that leads up Mount Zion, is quite simple. The only way is through communication with Almighty God. And for you that are listening to this broadcast now, and I know there are many of you, for you that are listening to this broadcast and you are communicating with your Heavenly Father, you are on that correct pathway. I believe David is saying, "Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels." Yes, I will say, "Praise the Lord, you armies of wonderful people that are doing God's will and listening to his still small voice." You are serving him, and you are doing his will. But for you who don't have that communication skill with Almighty God now, I urge you, I beg you to begin communication with Almighty God and say, "Lord," just say these words. I'll tell you what, I'll pray with you right now. And I want you to repeat these words, and I want you to say them in your heart. Are you ready? Just say this. Heavenly Father, I'm so sorry that I don't talk to you as often as I should. Please forgive me, Father. And I pray now, in Jesus' name, that you teach me to communicate with you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you illuminate scripture for me so that I can fully understand exactly what I am reading, and it would penetrate my heart and go deep inside my heart. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, today I say yes to communicating with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. To God be the glory, beloved. To God be the glory, the honor and the praise that is due His holy name. And we bow down and we worship Him and we say, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.